Unfortunately, there are many wrong ideas of what it means to be a Christian. You know, some people will think that just because they said the repentance prayer 30, 40, 50 years ago and then didn't, you know, follow that up, that they are automatically guaranteed into the kingdom of heaven. And some people will think that just because they live a, quote, good life, that, you know, they can enter the kingdom of heaven. And some people will think that just because, you know, they go to church every Sunday, week after week, month after month, and year after year, that, you know, just because the act of walking into the church every week, that, you know, they are guaranteed into the kingdom of heaven. Unfortunately, all these ideas and thoughts does not match up to the requirements that Bible gives to what it means to be a real Christian, what it means to be someone who is living a life that is pleasing to God, someone who is living a life that is according to what God wants. Now, Jesus himself gives us the criteria in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23. So let's turn over to Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. And this is what Jesus says. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. This is actually a very strict warning that Jesus gives to all his followers and all those people who calls him Lord, Lord. Because Jesus is saying, hey, not everyone who just on the surface of their mouth just calls me Lord, Lord, is guaranteed into the kingdom of heaven. In fact, only those who does the will of God in heaven are could be considered true Christians and could be considered have access into the kingdom of heaven. So let's stop and think about this idea more fully. So in verse 21, Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. So what exactly is God's will, and how do we know it so that we can do it and therefore be considered a true Christian? Well, in John chapter 6, verses 38 to 40, it actually tells us one of the things that God wants us to do. So let's turn to John chapter 6. Let me just turn over to John chapter 6, verses 38 to 40. This is once again Jesus talking, where it says in John 6, verses 38, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Verse 39, John chapter 6, verse 39, this is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. So basically, one of the things, what is the will of God? One of them is that, you know, we come to a knowledge of who Jesus is, that we believe that he is the Son of God, and we believe what he did for us on the cross, that he died and on the third day was rose again and returned to Father, to God in heaven. So basically, salvation is one of God's, you know, probably the biggest aspect of God's will, that we come to know God, we come to know Jesus, and therefore we will have eternal life. This is just one of those, and probably the most important one is salvation and eternal life. However, if we keep on turning down the chapters to John chapter 16, we recognize that, you know, how do we know the will of God for our daily life? You know, we know the will of God for our eternal life is that we come to know him, and therefore we can have eternal life. But how do we know the will of God for our daily life? Well, in John chapter 16, Jesus gives us the key. John chapter 16, verse 12 to 15. This is what Jesus says. I still have many things to say to you. He's talking to his disciples, but you cannot bear them now. Verse 13, John 16, verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare to you, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. So how do we know the will of God for our everyday life? Well, basically what Jesus is saying is that the Spirit of truth will come and guide us and teach us into all truth. The Spirit of truth being the Holy Spirit. So what Jesus is saying that, you know, it is important for us to recognize and to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, because it is through the Holy Spirit that we are able to understand and to know the will of God. And it is in knowing and doing the will of God are we guaranteed to be true Christians, and are we able to access to the kingdom of heaven. So in fact, and further on, the Apostle Paul also has the same idea in 1 Corinthians 2, 10 and 12. So let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 to 10 to 12. Where the Apostle Paul, through the Holy Spirit, is saying, "But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God." For 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, "For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God." Let's just jump down to 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16. "For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." So basically what the Apostle Paul is saying that is that because we have the Holy Spirit in us, therefore, you know, the Spirit will come and reveal to us the things that are in God's mind. And because of that, we could access into the mind of God, and we can access into what God wants and what God wills to do. And because we have the Holy Spirit, then we can know what to do and actually have the courage and the boldness to actually do it. So we can see that actually the Holy Spirit is a very vital part of living a Christian life, living a true Christian life. You know, there are many people out there who can live their life based upon their own power, based upon their goodness, but all these fail to match up to the requirements that God has regarding what a true Christian is, regarding how to enter the kingdom of heaven. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no way anyone can enter the kingdom of heaven. And those who base their own merits upon their own wisdom, their own strength, their own power, will not be able to access the kingdom of heaven. You know, if we just think that because we go to church every Sunday, that we automatically gain entrance into heaven, that actually puts a makes the Holy Spirit of no use to us, you know, and therefore it's basically based upon our own power, our own willpower. I want to go to church every Sunday or whatever, but you know, because we are basing our salvation on our own willpower, then it fails to match up to the requirements that God says, which is basically to know God's will and to do it. So how do we know, or how do we enter the kingdom of heaven? It is by doing God's will. And how do we know God's will? Well, first of all, it's shown to us through the Bible, the eternal life, the grand picture of what God's will is that we come to know Him, and then we come to do whatever He tells us to do. And how do we do that through our everyday life? You know, the Bible does not tell us, you know, what to do tomorrow, per se, or what to do for the next hour, but however, God has sent His Holy Spirit to come and teach us and guide us. You know, the Holy Spirit is with us 24/7, that, you know, whatever we need to do, you know, tomorrow, to, you know, probably the next hour, or even the next second, the Holy Spirit is there to teach us and to guide us and to help us to be able to, you know, live a life that is holy and pleasing to God. So as I said, the Holy Spirit is a very vital part of our Christian life. And those who live their life without recognizing the Holy Spirit is not truly living a true Christian life. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 7 and the second verse, in verse 22, where Jesus continues to say, "Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then Jesus will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" So what Jesus is saying is that even those with an outward appearance of holiness or an outside behavior of, you know, Christian maturity are not necessarily guaranteed into the kingdom of heaven. You know, in the example shown in verse 22, where people actually prophesied in God's name, or even cast out demons in God's name, or done many wonders in God's name, in Jesus' name, actually, that you know, when we as just people looking at the at you know people doing that, will think, oh wow, you know, those people are doing supernatural things. They're even prophesying or even doing miracles in Jesus' name. These people will definitely go into heaven. Well, unfortunately, according to what Jesus said, not everyone who does that is actually guaranteed into the kingdom of heaven. Or not everyone who says that they do that are guaranteed into the kingdom of heaven. Only those who does the will of God are guaranteed access into the kingdom of heaven. Let's, you know, just bring it to more a more natural phenomenon, I guess. That's probably a better way of saying it. Is that, you know, many people will think, oh, just because this guy is a pastor, or this guy is an apostle, or this guy is an elder of church, or because we see him, you know, being in church all the time, you know, on Wednesday prayer meetings, on Saturday, you know, fellowship, on Sunday worship service, and he's the one up there leading the songs and all the stuff, that we automatically think, oh, this guy is definitely a mature Christian, this guy is definitely guaranteed into accessing the kingdom of heaven. Well, not necessarily. Just because the outward appearance of the person that we think that, you know, they deserve to get into heaven, well, Jesus is saying no. Only the ones who does the will of God in heaven are guaranteed access into the kingdom of heaven. So just because the outward appearance, we may think that this person is a Christian, or just because of the outward appearance, we may think that, this person is on fire, quote, for God. Well, God looks not at the outside appearance or outward behavior of a person. He looks deep into the heart of the person. Yes, it's good that people actually do that. You know, don't get me wrong. It's good to go to church every Sunday, and it's good to actually do good works, and then, you know, to love others and all this stuff. However, if our motivation is wrong, then, you know, it doesn't count much in the kingdom of heaven. We have to do it because, you know, we are desiring to obey what God tells us to do. We are doing it because we know that this is what God wants us to do, and therefore we do it. We are not doing it because, you know, we want other people to, you know, praise us for all the good things we're doing, or we're not doing it because for some reason we get, you know, special recognition among the people in church, or special recognition among our denominations, or whatever. If we're doing this for the wrong reasons, the good things that we do helps others, that's great. However, it does not count anything regarding the kingdom of heaven, or regarding being a true Christian, because our motivation is wrong, or our desires, the reason why we do it is wrong. Therefore, the actions may be great and may be beneficial to others, but it does not help us, and it does not make our actions match up to what God requires us to have. Jesus is saying, and then I will declare to you, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. And when will Jesus say that? This will be at the last day, or the day of judgment, when the person actually comes face to face with Jesus. So this is very important for us, and it's a good warning to us, especially for us who claim to be Christians, is that we should recognize our motivations now, because we don't want to get a big surprise on on the last day, or on the day of judgment, when Jesus comes and judge everyone according to, you know, their works and their motives, and Jesus will turn around, and you know, we think we're doing great, you know, we think that we have done all these great things, you know, prophesying in Jesus' name and cast demons out and did many wonders, or, you know, we've been elders in church for so long, we have, you know, led inspiration, be in the choir, or whatever good things we thought would get us into heaven, then be surprised on the last day when Jesus turned around and said, you know what, I never knew you, you know, get away from me, or you know, you aren't going into heaven. So this is just a good reminder for us that, you know, we should be careful of our motivations, and our motivation should be doing the will of God. And the only way we can do the will of God is if we actually have the mind of God, and we know what God wants us to do. And in order for that to be true, we need to have a relationship with him. You know, in verse 23, the reason Jesus says, "Get away from me," is because Jesus did not know the person. So if we have been in church for 20, 30, 40 years, and we still can say we actually have no idea who Jesus is, then we are in big trouble. You know, so the thing is that we need to come to know who Jesus is, and the only way to do that is through having time, spending time with him, spending time with the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Christ. And in spending time with Jesus Christ, we can actually come to know the will of God, you know, because who else will know the mind of a man except for the Spirit of man? Likewise, who will know the mind of God except for the Spirit of God? This is actually a recap of 1 Corinthians 2. So in order for us to know what the will of God is, we need to have daily fellowship with the Holy Spirit in order for us to recognize what is God's will and to be able to do it. So let me just end by repeating this very, very important warning that Jesus gives us, that just because, you know, we said a repentance prayer how many years ago does not cut it. Just because we think that we live a quote good life, you know, does not cut it. Just because we think that, you know, we come to church every Sunday, in fact even more, maybe for Wednesday, every Wednesday for a prayer meeting, every Saturday for Friday, Saturday for fellowship, and then every Sunday for the Sunday service, you know, those things by itself does not, you know, guarantee us access to the kingdom of heaven. What does only the person who does the will of God in heaven, then they have access into the kingdom of heaven. Then they can enter the kingdom of heaven. Whatever other good works, if we are doing those with the wrong motivation and the wrong, you know, desires, then yes, those are good works. It will help others, you know. However, it actually does not help us, and it's of no value in the kingdom of heaven for us. So let's take the warning of Jesus to heart, where it says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." So let's ask the Holy Spirit to teach us and guide us and to remind us what is God's will, so that we will be able to do God's will and to obey God's will. Okay, so let's close in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this time. And Lord, thank you for just reminding us, Lord, that not only are you our Savior, and we love you for being our Savior, but Lord, you are also our Lord. Meaning that not only do we say so with our mouth, but Lord, we live our life recognizing that you are our Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask that you will come and teach us and guide us and actually fellowship with us, Lord, and to show us the mind of Christ and to show us the will of the Father for our everyday life, Lord, so that each and every day is not walked in futility, or each and every day is not walked in no value, but rather, Lord, that when we recognize what God's will is for our lives, Lord, that we will actually know it, understand it, and obey it. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us just that, you know, you love us so much, Lord, that you have sent the Holy Spirit to come and guide us and to show us the mind of Christ and to teach us into all truth. Let us not never neglect this truth, and Lord, let us just live in fellowship with you. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, once again, I pray for those who are sick, Lord, that you will reach out your hand to touch them. And for those who are in need, Lord, that you are indeed Jehovah Jireh, our provider, our God, our provider. And Lord, just provide for those people who are in need, especially for those, Lord, who need wisdom and guidance and knowing how to live for you, Lord. Holy Spirit, that you will come and teach us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.